Welcome to Gather Round Seville, a special broadcast geared toward understanding and community healing here on WTJU. I'm Nathan Moore. As the city of Charlottesville and University of Virginia continue to process the tragic and vile white supremacist actions over the weekend, last weekend, we revisit those who were there firsthand. We talk with people working on post-trauma healing, and we bring you a discussion about where Charlottesville can go from here to deeply heal and authentically reconcile as a community. Thanks for joining us. We begin tonight's show with a recap of what took place over the weekend, the trauma that our community suffered, and some of the questions that are on the minds of Charlottesville residents. We're joined in the studio by David Strawn of Black Lives Matter Charlottesville. Take me through Friday evening, before we even get into Saturday, take me through Friday evening from where you were.
I was there Friday night. I was inside the church. I saw Cornel West and Tracy Blackman and everybody speak. That elation and that hope turned to terror when we found out that the neo-Nazis were approaching the church, and then the church, like Walt said, was ordered to be locked down. I was actually sitting in the church library with Cornel West and a couple of members of my organization while we were being asked to be held inside. Katie Couric and her news team were in there as well, being held hostage. And Dr. West said it was just like the civil rights movement all over again, and I thought I'd never see like anything like that in my life. We were asked by security to leave in groups around 10:30. So that's when I did. I left with two other members who were assisting my organization. I walked in my car with them to get them to their car, and we drove through that space where there were five police cars with flashing lights and also a fire truck. And we watched a group of them stand outside as if it was summer camp. You know, just cheering, taking pictures, all of that. And this was after all of the violence erupted. And again, no arrests were made that night. This just speaks to the complete inadequacies of the police department and how they just let the town fall under a siege of terror for an entire weekend, basically, up until, well, Monday morning from what intelligence I was receiving and from accounts I was receiving. So I'm not too happy with the police department, and I'm not too happy with the UVA security.
How can we sort of heal the wounds to our community that last weekend's events caused? How can we begin to heal at a community level?
Heather Heyer's last words on social media were, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. And I think what I want to say behind that is, when your community members come to you in a state of panic and fear about an impending event, you should pay attention. You should pay attention to them and not dismiss their cries and not say to them, just ignore what's coming ahead. White people need to look at a organization called Showing Up for Racial Justice. Also, there are ways to help Black Lives Matter not only donate, but we also have panels coming up, educational events, basic ways of just valuing the people of Black and brown communities around you and holding their truths and valuing what they say and not just seeing it as passive anger. I would be remiss if I didn't speak of the ties between the University of Virginia and the Ku Klux Klan, how the Ku Klux Klan has pledged $1,000 to them in the 20s. And there has to be an accountability for past behavior in order to have a better future and a more equal and equitable future for all of our community members. The wage disparity, the lack of affordable living. We need a fair and equitable community that represents the beliefs of the people within it, because I do believe that we are aiming for a new Charlottesville. That's why we showed up. And again, when you hear the cries, hold them, value them, and amplify that message. We're a town of 50,000 people. It's not like Boston that shows up and they have the amount and they have like 2,000 people on the ground like marching the next day. We just don't have the physical capacity to have that type of help. And what we did is we asked for help in the beginning. And all I would just say is in the future that you listen. You just listen, dude.